10 Little Words by Leah Mercer. Performed by Karen Cass. Chapter 1. Jude. April 1988. Jude yanked open the door and squinted into the grey sky, the filtered light stinging her eyes. She hadn't been outside for days, weeks even, and each breath of the damp, salty air burned her throat like whiskey. She'd kill for just one more shot of alcohol, but her stash was gone now, sunk into her, bottle after bottle, absorbed into her blood, into her body, into her soul. But it wasn't enough, not enough to blot out the images of him, of his fingers gripping her arm, of the stink of tobacco when his hands covered her mouth, of the coiled tightness of his body as she struggled against him. Not enough to erase the memory of a soft mouth on hers either, of how his fingers stroked her hair, of the tenderness in his voice when he said her name, of the 10 little words he echoed before sinking into her like a promise, like a vow. I am always with you. I will always be here. Jude had echoed those words, fiercely pulling herself against his body, even as inside, part of her pushed him away. And later, when he was gone, she'd repeated the words to her daughter. Whether as a desperate pledge to remember or to delete the past, she didn't know. But nothing would be enough to erase what had happened. God knows she'd tried everything, from antidepressants to counselling, a wasted hour where she'd sat in silence, to giving her daughter every last piece of herself in the hope she'd magically morph into a mother, to drinking as much as she could. And she couldn't bear it any longer. Couldn't bear what she'd become in her quest to bury it all. Couldn't bear her daughter shaking her awake each morning, jerking her back to the torturous present. She couldn't struggle any more through stale bread breakfasts, forgotten lunches, and hasty suppers of baked beans because that was all the pantry contained. Maybe if it had just been her, she'd have let the days unroll until her body couldn't take it any longer. But it wasn't just her, and she wasn't just damaging herself.